Colorado is now in its fourth wave of COVID-19 as more contagious variants of the disease have become the dominant form spreading across the state. Hospitalizations are at their highest level since mid-February, and cases have risen sharply in recent weeks, though not among Coloradans 50 and older who have mostly been vaccinated. As of yesterday, 421 people were hospitalized with the virus, and the 7-day moving average of the rate of positivity tests increased slightly to over 5.6%. It's estimated that almost half of the new cases in Colorado are among the strain of coronavirus first identified in the UK, which is believed to be far more transmissible. Another 20% of cases are thought to be among the California variant, also believed to be more transmissible. The Boulder County Health Department reported 55 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, but no new deaths. There were 20 people in hospital in the county as of Friday due to COVID-19. And also on Friday, the University of Colorado Boulder reported 7 positive tests. In a statement Saturday, Governor Jared Polis said that more than 2 million people in the state have received at least one dose of a vaccine. Meanwhile, Centura Health said in a statement over the weekend that it will no longer offer the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine at 3 mass vaccination sites. The health provider said the decision to stop offering the one-shot vaccine was based on a national shortage and 11 adverse reactions that were reported last week at a vaccination site. The University of Colorado has received extortion demands related to a cyber attack that potentially compromised personal information of more than 300,000 files, including student data, medical information, and several Social Security numbers. On January 25th, university leaders were informed of the attack on its file sharing system, and they immediately shut down the service. CU was one of at least 10 higher education institutions involved in the attack. The Daily Camera reports that on Friday, officials at the university said the attackers have posted small amounts of data on the dark web and threatened to post more if not paid. The university stated that it does not intend to pay the ransom following guidance from the FBI, adding that paying would not ensure the data is not posted now or in the future, or that there would not be additional demands. Most of the files accessed by the attackers were from the Boulder campus and some from the Denver campus. Students at Boulder's Fairview High School walked out on Friday to show support for survivors of sexual violence. The protest came 2 days after a former student was acquitted in a sex assault trial. The Daily Camera reports that hundreds of students, most of them dressed in black to show solidarity with survivors, streamed out of the school and walked to the football field. Dr. Janine Annabal, the director of the organization Moving to End Sexual Assault, told them that one challenge has always stood in the way of justice for victims, the fundamental issue of not believing the survivors. None of the speakers mentioned the name of the former Fairview High student, but Aiden Atkinson's case hung heavy over Friday's walkout. Prosecutors had alleged that he sexually assaulted one Fairview student and attempted to assault another while they were on a party bus celebrating homecoming in 2018. However, last week, a jury found Atkinson not guilty on 2 counts of sexual assault, 1 count of attempted sexual assault, and 2 counts of unlawful sexual contact. Atkinson also has a pending sexual exploitation case later this month. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. The city of Boulder is expecting to receive about $20 million in federal funding from the American Rescue Plan, the relief package approved by Congress last month. The money would come over a 2-year period. However, according to the Daily Camera, the city has not yet made plans for how those funds will be distributed. Boulder's Director of Communication and Engagement said it was way too early to say how the city might leverage the funds. The City Council has a financial update discussion planned for April 27th. The city will likely consider budget guidance and input from the COVID-19 Response Steering Committee when prioritizing the funding. Wild Earth Guardians, the nonprofit environmental organization, sued the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency last week over air quality along the Front Range. The suit claims that the agency has not taken action to determine Colorado was out of compliance with the Clean Air Act because parts of the Front Range, including Boulder, Denver, Broomfield, and Larimer County, have exceeded air quality standards. The complaint also alleges the state was required to submit a cleanup plan for ozone pollution last August, but did not do so. Wild Earth Guardians says that the EPA's delay in taking action against the state is effectively denying clean air for the region. The suit asked the court to force the EPA to make its determination within 15 days. The Colorado legislature is close to passing a bill that would offer people the option of turning their bodies into soil after death through human composting. Currently, Washington is the only state that has approved the method of dealing with a person's body after they die. The Denver Post reports the process uses little energy and would cost about as much as cremation. The measure was considered during last year's session, but did not make it due to COVID.